Today, I will be reviewing the results from a phase II study of isatuximab as a single agent and in combination with dexamethasone in patients with relapsed refractory multiple myeloma. In this particular study, patients with relapsed refractory myeloma who have received three or more lines of therapy and who had failed at least bortezomib and lenalidomide were randomized on a 2-to-1 ratio to receive either single agent isatuximab or isatuximab with weekly dexamethasone. In both arms, isatuximab was given at a dose of 20 mg per kilogram weekly for the first month, and then every 2 weeks continuously until there was evidence of disease progression or unacceptable toxicity. The main finding of this study was that with the addition of dexamethasone, the response rate improved from 26% to 44%, and the progression-free survival improved from 4.8 months to 7.9 months, indicating that dexamethasone may have a synergistic effect with isatuximab. Furthermore, the safety profile in both arms was almost identical, with very few infusion-related reactions. Very few patients had to discontinue therapy, and in the isatuximab and dexamethasone arm, there were some steroid-related side effects, such as psychiatric disorders, gastrointestinal toxicity, increased cataracts. These data indicate that the combination of isatuximab with dexamethasone is improving the outcome of patients treated with single-agent isatuximab, and we know that in the ongoing studies with isatuximab, in the frontline setting, such as with VRd isatuximab, in the relapse setting, such as with KD isatuximab, and in the more advanced setting with Pomdex isatuximab, in all these combinations, steroids are part of the treatment of the patients.